We have special guest in studio, Staff Sergeant Megan Fuyan. Even though her shirt, her outfit says Lycus, I know you as Megan Lycus. But Megan Fuyan, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've got a big event coming up next week here in Fremont, don't you?
Yes, we do. It is the Nebraska Army National Guard Guard for a Day event. We're really excited about it. This is actually our fifth year that we've hosted it with Fremont High School. And so it's really exciting because it gives the National Guard an opportunity for units from all across the state to come together and showcase what specialties we have and how we support the state of Nebraska. So we'll have aviation, chemical, some airborne infantry. We'll have our MPs, our firefighters, our engineers out there. So it allows the students an opportunity to get hands-on with the equipment and learn about the Guard.
So how long have you been involved with the Guard?
I've been in the National Guard for 15 years.
Man, it doesn't seem like it. Holy cow.
I know. Time flies.
Yeah. So how did you get in? Did you think you were going to do this right out of high school?
No, definitely not. Military was never like on the horizon for me. I was in the right place at the right time with the right mindset, actually, which was calculus class. I hated math.
Oh my.
Yeah, so I got out of class to go and speak to a recruiter, and then I liked what they were saying, so I was like, oh, let's do this.
Cool. So, yeah. Okay. So what's your special area or special field that you work in?
So I'm actually military intelligence. So I've been in that MOS, which is what your job is, for 15 years. But for the past 5 years, I've been serving as a recruiter for the Guard.
You liking this recruiter thing?
I do. It lets me use my personality and...
So you're kind of, as far as the Nebraska National Guard goes, maybe explain to our listeners where the different, I guess you would call them troops or divisions are or in eastern Nebraska.
Yeah, so we have units actually.
Units, yeah. I couldn't think of the word.
No worries. So we have units located all over the state. We used to have a unit located here in Fremont, but actually they got moved out. But the closest to Fremont would be Meade, Wahoo. We have a bunch in Omaha as well as Columbus. But they're located all across the state in different sizes as well with different specialties
I was gonna
for
say,
their jobs.
Yeah, each place has different things that they're doing. So in Meade, for instance, what kind of things are people doing there?
Meade is our calves. Our cab units. We also have our motor transportation units, and our mechanics are out there as well. In Wahoo, that's our engineers. So like our vertical construction engineers, our horizontal construction engineers, our plumbers, and our electricians, they're out of Wahoo.
Good deal. So local businesses would like to hear from those people, right?
Yeah. Yes.
We don't want to take people away from you, but we do.
Yeah, right.
Right. On the recruiting side, would you say right now you're really recruiting heavily, or where are you at? Is it lighter or kind of picky or not?
Well, so we're always trying to recruit heavy, I guess, but recruiting numbers are down. It's just hard right now with the qualifications. There's not a lot of people that are qualified without waivers just because of like medical, mental health, or things like that. So it's hard to find people that fit the qualifications without needing any sort of waivers. So we're always trying to recruit heavy.
So would you say the standards have gotten a little bit tougher, I guess?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And then there's programs that are put in place now that actually prevent people from being able to bypass any like medical things without disclosing or any things like that. So it is a lot harder to get people in now.
Talk more. Let's talk about the benefits and things that once you do become involved with the Guard, what kind of benefits can you see?
Yeah, so we have some incredible benefits. One of our biggest benefits, if you are interested in going to college, we pay 100% tuition assistance to any public college or university in Nebraska.
Okay.
Not only that, but you get the time to go to school because we are a part-time service. Our soldiers typically serve 1 week in a month and then 2 weeks in the summer. We also pay you just for being a full-time student and serving part-time in the National Guard. So with the GI Bill, you can receive $466 a month just for going to school.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. And then if you get a 50 or higher on the ASVAB, then you can qualify for an additional $350 a month on top of that $466 while you're going to school. Our health insurance benefit is incredible for an individual. It's $50 a month with a $100 deductible on the year. For family,
$100 deductible.
Yeah, right? That's insane, right?
It is.
For a family, it's $350 a month with a $300 deductible on the year.
Oh, wow. That's really
Chris,
good.
Chris, you're too old, I think. Really I don't think they're going to let you do this now.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're talking Megan Fuyan, Staff Sergeant with the Nebraska Army National Guard. And again, let's get back to the event. Maybe describe for me where it's going to take place and what's all going to be there.
Yes, so we will be at the Fremont High School practice field, which is on 16th and Claremar. Right next to the high school track there. We will have different booths all showcasing the different MOSs or the different jobs that we have. So our engineers will be there. Our maintenance will be there. We'll have a bunch of different trucks. We'll have weapons out there as well. We'll have different suits and like our firefighter suits you can put on. We'll have riot gear from our MPs. Just a lot of different equipment that students will be able to put their hands on and have the opportunity to play with, if you will.
And again, the time and date and everything?
Yes. So it's April 10th.
It's Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. Yep. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning and it goes till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Any special surprises? President Biden's not going to show up or anything like that?
Nope. We got waitlisted for him.
Oh, shoot.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Unfortunately.
Yeah. What about...
Yeah, you guys are going to be out there.
We'll be there. Yeah. And there'll be, maybe, we'll see if there's going to be a chopper. I'm not sure yet.
There should be, but we're not sure which one we're going to get. That's all still in the works right now. So.
That always draws a big crowd.
Always, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's a must. It's a must.
As far as the guard training, if someone does go into this, is it once a month? Is it once every other week?
Yep. Aside from their initial training, so everyone still has to go to basic training, which is 10 weeks long, and then they go to their AIT or advanced individual training, which is specific to what job that they get, and so that can vary. But then typically when they come back, it is 1 weekend a month with 2 weeks long training in the summertime. And usually during that two-week period, that's where units practice packing up, moving to a different location, unpacking and setting up operations. So usually you can go to a pretty cool place. The brigade, they went to Hawaii, the Cav Scouts, they went to Korea. that tough training in
darn
there.
And then you can always get called up too for
active. Yep, we do. That is one of the biggest differences from the National Guard and other branches, the fact that we have the state mission, so we can be activated to support any needs set forth by the governor with the state. And that is mostly volunteer basis first, so soldiers volunteer to be activated and support with that.
Yeah, maybe go to the border like some of the state patrol people have with their drones, right?
Yep. We actually have, we've supported that border mission now for 5 years or so. And so we have soldiers at the border now.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we're looking forward to Wednesday. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be on location broadcasting there too. So going to have fun with that. So thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Megan Fuyan, Staff Sergeant with the Nebraska Army National Guard with us this morning on Fremont's Morning Mix.